And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs.
Deborah, how are things going?
Always busy, always wonderful. Thanks, Ed.
Very busy for Miami-Dade County. Let's hear about it.
Well, I'm really excited because we have a full-packed weekend, as always, beginning tomorrow night at the Miami Shores Country Club. Our very own Sunshine Jazz Organization is celebrating their 28th season with a concert kicking off at the Shores Country Club at 7 p.m. featuring none other than Jesse Jones Jr. and Melton Mustafa's quintet.
Great band.
And it's absolutely phenomenal and exciting, great local artists celebrating the culture of jazz in South Florida by Sunshine Jazz Organization. Also tomorrow night at the Adrian Arsch Center in the Knight Concert Hall, the sensational Oscar De Leon and his orchestra are performing a wide range of the most popular Cuban musical genres, paying tribute to all-time greats like Benny Moré, Celia Cruz, and Trio Matamoros, and that's tomorrow night at the Adrian Arsch Center Night Concert Hall, beginning at 8 p.m. Also tomorrow night, Yvette Cepeda performs Cuban jazz, boleros, and bossa nova. She is one of the leading voices in Cuba and was recently the subject of a 2011 documentary, and she will be on stage tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Miami-Dade County Auditorium. Some wonderful fun things to do as a family this weekend. On Sunday, the University of Miami's Low Art Museum has a celebration of Chinese culture with art activities, a scavenger hunt through the exhibition China's Last Empire, the Art and Culture of the Qing Dynasty, and tons of family fun. And the exhibition itself is on view only now through October 19th. Enjoy it together as a family on Sunday, and that's from noon to 4 p.m. at the Low Art Museum. Also on Sunday at the New World Center, that's over on Miami Beach, the home of our New World Symphony, they're presenting a concert for kids, Fairy Tales, featuring conductor Joshua Gerson and vocalist Julia Dale. And they are performing finales of Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Scheherazade, Copland's Billy the Kid, and in a special treat, a sing-along to none other than Let It Go from Frozen. So if you haven't had enough time to sing that together as a family, Sunday is your day. However, the 2:30 p.m. show is sold out, so there's still tickets available for the 11:30 a.m. show at the New World Center this Sunday. On Tuesday, the New World Center is actually going to be featuring a concert performance by the Sphinx Virtuosi. This is a chamber orchestra dedicated to diversity in the performing arts, and they'll be performing in recital also at the New World Center on Miami Beach, and that again is this Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Next Saturday, October 4th, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is kicking off the season with its Backyard Bash, a free concert lawn celebration at the center, and there'll be Latin, reggae, urban soul, funk, Afro-pop superstars, and feature performing artists, including Rebab Fusion from Morocco, and Miami's own sound pioneer Spam All-Stars, and a South Florida indie band called Experimento. And that's next Saturday, October 4th, at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, beginning at 7 p.m., the Backyard Lawn Backyard Bash. On Sunday, October 5th, the New World Symphony is featuring pianist Anne-Marie McDermott, and she'll be performing works at the New World Center, including such things as Debussy's haunting but unsung masterpiece for harp and strings, then to playful and sensuous music in the U.S. premiere of Robin Holloway's Serenade, and also including Elgar's Lonely and Vulnerable piano quintet. So it's a real range of emotions in music. Next Sunday, October 5th, at the New World Center, that concert begins at 2. Also next Sunday, October 5th, it's the grand opening of the season of the Miami Symphony Orchestra, featuring pianist Lola Astanova under the baton of Eduardo Martorell. And the program features Rachmaninoff as well as Brahms pieces. That concert being performed at the Knight Concert Hall at the Adrian Arsch Center right here in downtown. A spectacular season opener for them. Also, opening on Thursday, October 9th at the Adrian Arsch Center in the Carnival Studio Theater, it's the regional premiere of the musical Peter and the Star Catcher. This is based on the novel by none other than our own Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson, and it's being presented in partnership with the UM Department of Theater Arts. That's at the Carnival Studio, opening Thursday, October 9th, running through the 26th. Next Saturday, October 11th, Tiger Tail Productions is presenting Johnny O'Neill in a solo jazz piano performance, Saturday, October 11th at 9 p.m. at Miami-Dade County Auditorium's Onstage Black Box Theater. And finally, some more family fun next Saturday, October 11th, and Sunday, October 12th, at the Ziff Ballet Opera House. Sesame Street Live presents Make a New Friend. You will meet Grover, Elmo, Abby Cadabby, and their Sesame Street friends as they welcome Grover's friend, Chamki, who is a new friend from India. And that is on Saturday the 11th and Sunday, October 12th, at the Ziff Ballet Opera House at the Adrian R. Center in downtown.
Deborah, where can we find out more information about these and other events in Miami-Dade County?
As always, check out our website. It's miamidadearts.org. That's all one word, miamidadearts.org.
That's Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. And before we go, congratulations on your appearance in last Sunday's Herald.
Oh, God.
Wonderful.
You had to go there.
I'm sorry. But have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
Let me mention it's a backyard bash Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. The free season event kickoff at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center's backyard concert lawn will feature Latin, reggae, urban soul, funk, and Afropop superstars. And the performing artists Rebab Fusion from Morocco, South Florida Spam All-Stars, and Experimento, once again at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, 10950 Southwest 211th Street in Cutler Bay. Easy to get to, Turnpike Extension exit number 11. For more info, go smdcac.org or call 786-573-5300. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner is our technical director today. And we'd like to thank our contributors, Judith Bishop, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margold. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can also fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye and joy.